This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
This Saturday is Australia's National Day of Thanks, a day when Aussies can say thanks to God and to each other for all the blessings that we have each day. Aussie music legend Colin Buchanan is an ambassador for the National Day of Thanks, and he joins us right now.
I thought you would call me Mr. Ambassador.
Sir. It is a pleasure and a delight to have you in our company.
Wow, I feel honoured, and can I just segue nicely by saying thank you.
Well, Colin, before we get any further, I want to say an actual heartfelt thank you to you, because only a week ago, my wife and I, now 18-month-year-old daughter, drove from Sydney to Bendigo, which is an awfully long way, and yes. I just want to thank you for writing this song. Because it is the one thing that kept my daughter entertained for most of the road trip. She sits in the back and says, nah, 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 nah. She demands the song, Colin.
Wow. I don't know whether to say thank you again or you have my sympathy, you know.
Because that was going to be my question. How many times do you hear that song before you go mentally insane?
National Day of Thanks is coming up on Saturday. How can people get involved? What should people be doing?
You know, it's really easy to get involved. You don't have to buy a pin. You know, you don't have to sign up on a website. You don't have to download an app. You just got to thank someone. And that someone could have a capital S in front of their name, the capital someone being a thankful heart to God, which is something you want to walk through life doing. But you can also thank a small S someone, and you can do that in really simple ways. There are themes, like the National Day of Thanks this year is just with an eye to sort of cultural diversity and thinking, is there someone with, you know, Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander background that I could thank, someone who has a different cultural background to my own? Are they working amongst those people? And that's just to stimulate thought in that particular area. Or education, teachers, students, you know, maintenance staff, you know, people in the office, you know, is there someone involved in education, secondary, tertiary, primary? Could I do that? But, you know, I like to think you can just, you can send a friend a text, or, you know, you can, a little handwritten note and drop it in the letterbox, or, you know, there are simple ways that you can just say thank you, and you don't need to sign up. Effectively, you just need to say thanks.
Colin, I've got a pitch for a song.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Manama Job, and it goes, oh no, Manama Job. Oh no, Manama Job. Oh no, Manama Job.
No, that's, you're just ripping off another song there.
What? It's a great song.
Yes.
What? Colin's never done that? You've really?
Hey, careful.
Oh, can't say that.
Shaky ground. Hang on. There's a guy grabbing the phone.
This is Colin's lawyer speaking. Can we keep it on topic, please?
Yes. Yes, sir. Sorry. Apologies.
Mr. Ambassador.
Yeah. No, nice idea. I have got in trouble with parodies over the years, so do beware.
Really?
Noted.
Can I just say, don't touch Frosty the Snowman. They don't let you muck around with Frosty the Snowman.
Are you saying Frosty's people are a little bit frosty, Colin?
More than frosty. Turns out the bloke who started the company's great-grandfather wrote it, and it's a little like Beauty and the Beast and the flower in the glass thing in the entrance to the publisher's building. There's the handwritten transcript of the original Frosty. No one touches Frosty.
Jesus, Saviour! He's a very important man.
Stop it. Frosty's going to shut down this radio station if
I'm
not careful.
I'd like to see him try, because we've got it set warm in here. He'd melt before he get in
here.
What
happened to 103.2? Well, yeah. I've got two words. Frosty the Snowman.
Colin Buchanan, it has been so much fun to have you on, and we look forward to the National Day of Thanks this Saturday.
Hey, you guys are doing a great job, so thank you very much. Damn it, Sunk.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.